Hello, my name is Sumit Sarabhai and I am working as technical lead with SQL Server team at Microsoft Corporation, Bangalore. In this blog, we will talk about plan guides, which are sometimes regarded as DBA's best friend when it comes to query performance. So we will start with the hardships that DBA or developers are facing today with respect to query tuning. Then we will talk about how plan guide can help them overcoming the query tuning problems. This will be followed by an overview of how to create a plan guide or disable it, the types of plan guides, along with some interesting examples. One of the biggest frustrations for a DBA or developer is performance tuning third-party applications. In most cases, you can't modify the code directly, so you have to live with the code the application provides you. In most cases, your only opportunity for tuning third-party applications is to add or modify indexes. So, it was a great demand from DBA community to provide them a tool or a feature which will give them ability to control the plan for the query without modifying the application. Moreover, most of us find it difficult to handle the by-design features of the product, or I should say, limitations, and have to live with it. Plan guide comes to the rescue to help DBAs debug the query performance problems. So what exactly is plan guide? Basically, this presentation explains how plan guides can be used to optimize the performance of queries when you cannot do or do not want to change the text of the query directly. Plan guides can be useful when a small subset of queries in a database application deployed from third-party vendor are not performing as expected. Plan guides influence optimization of queries by attaching queries hints or fixed query plan to them. In the plan guide, you specify the T-SQL statement that you want optimized and either an option clause that contains the query hints you want to use or a specific query plan you want to use to optimize the query. When the query executes, SQL Server matches the T-SQL statement to the plan guide and attaches the option clause to the query at runtime or uses the specified query plan. The key here is there is no need to modify the query itself. Plan guide comes with three key elements: the statement whose plan you want to influence. This has to be identified by DBA or developer using tools like Profiler Trace. The context in which statement appears. For example, the statement is a part of a stored procedure or a function, or is it an ad hoc statement. Hints to apply to statement using plan guide. Plan guide usage overview. Plan guides are created using a system stored procedure sp-create-plan-guide, which takes the parameter like name of the plan guide, statement text, type of the plan guide, name of the module or batch, parameters if any, and the hints to be provided to the query. To drop or disable plan guide, you need to use sp-control-plan-guide and provide it with the control options and the name of the plan guide. The control options include drop, drop all, disable, and enable. To verify if the plan guide is being used by a particular statement, you can generate XML show plan for that statement and look for keywords like plan guide DB, plan guide name, etc. In this example, we will use AdventureWorks database in SQL Server 2005 or 2008. Remember that plan guides were first introduced in SQL Server 2005. In this example, we will force a serial plan using hint call maxstop1 for the statement which normally executes with a parallel plan. Let's take a look at the demo. In this demo, let's run an ad hoc SQL statement on AdventureWorks database. This statement will generate a parallel plan. The parallelism operator in the XML plan will verify that the plan is parallel. So the parallelism operator in the show plan output will tell you that the plan generated is a parallel plan. Now we will create a plan guide with the name as plan guide demo. Let me briefly explain the parameters passed in while creating the plan guide. So, the @name parameter is the name of the plan guide. Statement parameter is the transact SQL statement against which to create a plan guide. Type is the type of entity in which statement text appears. This specifies the context of matching statement text to plan guide name. This could be object, SQL, or template type. Modular batch. It specifies either the name of the object in which statement text appears or the batch text in which statement text appears. The batch text cannot include a use database statement. Params. It specifies the definition of all parameters that are embedded in statement text. Hints. It specifies the hint that you need to pass during the execution of the statement. Look at type or module or batch set to SQL or and null respectively, because we are working on an ad hoc statement. Also, hint is set to option max.1, which will force serial plan instead of the parallel plan on this query. Since I have already created the plan guide, let's run DBCC FeeProc cache to flush the plan of this query out of the cache, and we will run the query again and we'll look at the plan of this query. Let's look at the XML plan, and we will not see parallelism operator in the plan, which means that the plan guide that we created has worked and subsequent executions of this statement will use the plan guide. Plan guides comes in three flavors or types: object plan guide, SQL plan guide, and template plan guide. These types are context under which the SQL queries are executed. The types will help SQL Optimizer to match plan guides with the queries that are executed in respective context. Let's start with the object plan guide. An object plan guide matches queries that execute in the context of T-SQL stored procedures, scalar user-defined functions, multi-statement table-valued user-defined functions, and DML triggers. For example, SQL Server matches plan guides of type object to queries that appear inside the stored procedure, trigger, or function named in the module or batch argument of the sp-create-plan-guide stored procedure. If a plan guide exists on the module, the plan guide is matched to the specified query. Next is SQL plan guide. A SQL plan guide matches queries that execute in the context of standalone T-SQL statements and batches that are not part of database object or ad hoc SQL statements. SQL-based plan guides can also be used to match queries that parameterize to a specified form. SQL Server matches plan guides of type SQL to queries that appear as ad hoc or standalone or in batches, which are named null in the module or batch argument of the sp-create-plan-guide stored procedure. If a plan guide exists, the plan guide is matched to the specified query. A template plan guide matches standalone queries that parameterize to a specified form. These plan guides are used to override the current parameterization database set option of a database for a class of queries. Now let's learn about these types in detail using some practical examples. Object plan guides. As we know, object plan guides applies to the specific object. It is also important to know that the statements from other objects won't use the plan guide even if they are exactly same. I would like to show a demo about the use of object plan guide. Suppose the following stored procedure, which takes the country region parameter, exists in the database application that is deployed against the AdventureWorks database. Assume that this stored procedure has been compiled and optimized for country region Australia. However, because there are relatively few sales orders that originate from Australia, performance suffers when query executes using parameter values of countries with most sales orders. Because most sales orders originate in United States, a query plan that is generated for country region United States would likely perform better for all possible values of country region parameter. You can address this problem by modifying the stored procedure to add the optimize for query hint to the query. However, because the stored procedure is in a deployed application, you cannot directly modify the application code. Instead, you can create the following plan guide in the AdventureWorks database. So I'm using AdventureWorks database, dropping all plans from the database. Now I'm creating a stored procedure with name getSalesOrderByCountry. Running DBCC freeproc cache to clear the cache of the SQL Server instance. Now I'm running this stored procedure with parameter Australia. Now I'm checking the plan of the query, and here is the plan. I can see the plan in the cache. So here I'm creating the plan guide for this particular query, for this particular stored procedure, with the hint optimize for add country equals United States. Look at the type parameter is set to object. When the query specified in the SP create plan guide statement executes, the query is modified before optimization to include the optimize for add country equals United States clause. Let's look at the XML plan to verify if the plan guide was really used. So you can see the plan guide object being referred in the plan, and the compile time parameter is set to United States. SQL plan guides. Now let's talk about SQL plan guides. As we know, SQL plan guides applies to the ad hoc SQL statements. It is also important to know that the statement submitted by an application by using SP execute SQL stored procedure also uses SQL plan guides. In SQL plan guide, if at module or batch is null, it will be set to same as at statement. Let's see a demo of how can we implement SQL plan guides. In this example, we will create a sample database and a table tab1. We will then run select statement by giving a hint to force nested loop join. Before we run this statement, we will flush out the procedure cache. After running this statement, let's see the procedure cache for cached plans, and the plan used contain the nested loop join. Suppose a need comes wherein DBA don't want to use loop join hint at all and would like to run the query without any hint. To achieve this, he will create a plan guide. Look at the hint parameter, it is set to null. Also, the type is set to SQL. After creating the plan guide, let's flush the procedure cache again and run the same select statement having loop join. You will find that in the cache you don't have a plan with any hint, because plan guide don't allow you to use any hint for this statement. As you know, template plan guide is used to control parameterization behavior of the statement. You can create a template plan guide in either of the following situations. First, the parameterization database option is set to forced But there are queries you want compiled according to the rules of simple parameterization. Second, the parameterization database option is set to simple, which is the default setting, but you want forced parameterization to be attempted on a class of queries. In case of template plan guide, you may want to use another stored procedure called spGetQueryTemplate. This stored procedure will return the parameterized form of query so that you don't have to explicitly write the parameterized statement in the spCreatePlanGuide. Point to remember here is that the only hint allowed in templateplanguide is parameterization forced or simple. Let's have a demo for templateplanguide for better understanding. Let's first create a sample database and create a couple of tables. Next, let's make sure that the database has parameterization set to simple. Before running the test, let's flush the procedure cache so that no other plan exists in the cache. Now let's run a simple ad hoc statement which don't have any parameter. Let's take the plan and we won't see statement having any parameter. Now let's force the parameterization. Here I'm deleting all the plan guides existing on the database just for the sanity purpose. Now we will create parameterized form of query using spGetQueryTemplate. Remember, we talked about this procedure a while back. Here we will use this procedure, then we will create a plan guide with hint as forced parameterization using template type. Let's now run the select statement again and examine the parameterized plan. Look at the parameters that SQL Optimizer has generated for this query. This means the select query was parameterized by the use of plan guide. Matching plan guide to query. Now, when you are creating a plan guide, you can use SQL Server Profiler to capture the exact query text for the use in statement text argument of the spCreatePlanGuide stored procedure. This helps make sure that the plan guide will be matched to the query at compile time. After the plan guide is created, SQL Server Profiler can also be used to test that the plan guide is in fact being matched to the query. But there are some points to remember while using Profiler to extract the text of the query. You should always right-click and select Extract Event Data and then save it into the file, and then copy the batch text. Don't copy and paste from the lower window in the profiler. You should also take care of the case sensitivity of the statements except for keywords, else plan guide won't match with the query. There are some leeways in object plan guides and I would recommend to check MSDN Bol to learn more about them. Let me now provide you with some illustration of how exactly a plan guide matches with a query. SQL Server matches plan guides of type object to queries that appear inside the stored procedure, trigger, or function named in the module or batch argument of the spCreatePlanGuide stored procedure. If a plan guide exists on the module, the plan guide is matched to the specified query. For queries submitted inside batches, SQL Server matches plan guides to them by first trying to match the query to a SQL-based plan guide, next by trying to parameterize the query, and then trying again. The following illustration provides an overview of this process. The SQL Server Query Optimizer recognizes an executed batch as a request to compile each statement within the batch. For a specific statement within the batch, SQL Server tries to match the statement to a SQL-based plan guide, whose module or batch argument matches that of the incoming batch text, including any constant literal values, and whose statement argument also matches the statement in the batch. If this kind of plan guide exists and the match succeeds, the statement text is modified to include the query hints specified in the plan guide. The statement is then compiled accordingly. If a plan guide is not matched to the statement, SQL Server tries to parameterize the statement by using forced parameterization. In this step, parameterization can fail for any one of the following reasons. The statement is already parameterized or contains local variables. The parameterization simple database set option is applied, and there is no plan guide of type template that applies to the statement and specifies the parameterization forced query hint. A plan guide of type template exists and applies to the statement and specifies parameterization simple query hint. If forced parameterization succeeds, SQL Server tries to match the parameterized form of statement to a plan guide of type SQL that was created on that parameterized statement. If this kind of plan guide exists and the match succeeds, the statement text is modified to include the query hints specified in the plan guide. The statement is then compiled accordingly. If no such plan guide is matched, the parameterized statement is compiled without being modified by the plan guide. If parameterization fails, SQL Server tries to parameterize the statement again. This time, SQL Server applies the default simple parameterization behavior. The resulting query is then compiled directly. Plan guides are not matched to the results of simple parameterization. So now you have seen how intelligently SQL Optimizer tried to match the text of the statement batch with the plan guide to obtain desired results. So now you should be able to understand what is meant by plan guide and how plan guide allows DBAs to significantly enhance and control the behavior of the optimizer. Now you have a freedom of making a change to the performance of a query without making actual change in the text of the query. You can refer to following resources to know more about plan guides and also post me your questions or comments on plan guides. Thank you.